But meanwhile, without further ado, let me introduce, and if anybody does need a translator. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Still, way the lads.
Well, thanks very much, Ian. And Ian's been a great guy. He's been there as much as possible for me. And obviously, he goes around the country helping a lot of people. He's helped me a great deal in relation to this absolutely monstrous attack on the country. I'm going to paint a picture. I want people to listen. Do your own research. It's terrifying. I have come under quite a number of attacks. But the reason is because I'm telling the truth. The truth will out. There's no what to say. It comes out, and that's why they're trying to stop me. I'm going to talk about some of the technicalities of the 5G, because obviously there's a question mark about whether the equipment in Gateshead's 5G. In fact, there's been some very, very serious issues. My barrister was approached, conspiracy to pervert the course of justice to try and stop him from representing me. Threats, we've had it all. But that just tells me one thing, we're on message. Great old weapons systems dictum is when you're over the target, you get flak. Yep. So, the closer you get to the target, the more flak you get. And believe us, we're getting quite a bit. In fact, Gateshead comes, we're getting pretty desperate. This latest case is extremely desperate, to say the least. Two emails, one video. No threats, no abuse, absolutely nothing. Taking us back to court, trying to get us put sent to prison. Because they must try and stop this. Because in point of fact, when this gets out, they go to prison. They go to prison. So let's kick off. 5G, it's unlawful. It's illegal. We know that because the recent Blumenthal Senator hearing, they have stated, the industry have stated, the FCC, the FDA, and all industry, there's no research. The fact that there's no research shows, as a matter of fact, that it's an indictable crime. Because in breach of Nuremberg Code, you cannot be experimented on with any technology. Any technology. This one is shown to do harm in laboratory tests. So they really can't even think about testing it, and they are. It's an indictable crime. Now, I know that because obviously I'm a product development guy. I've developed a number of different products. I'm an inventor, and I've got a number of patents. So we know that if you develop any sort of product, from exiting tools, lift boards, whatever you do, reactors, you have to follow a set of current regulatory standards. Everything's got a standard. The glass in your window, the shoes on your feet, everything's got a standard. A milk bottle. Can you imagine picking a milk bottle up? And as you pick it up, the bottom falls out. Or you pick it up in a glass and it breaks in your hand. The cup in your home, where you make a cup of tea. People don't think about this. But if you go into factories where they manufacture them, they've got standards and processes where they're all tested. They're all tested to be safe so that they don't harm humans. So it is a bit bizarre how we're getting into this. And what they're currently doing is they're ignoring the science and the standards and the law, because the law and standards are inextricably linked. If I build a product and you are harmed, I'm taking it to court. The fact that I haven't done my due diligence, you can go to jail. There's lots of precedent there. So what's really interesting is there's been no safety risk assessment. In fact, it's an extinction level event. That's what 5G is. Absolutely. And I'll show it as we go through, because like I said, I'm painting a picture, but as Ian says, and as I always say, do your own research. Cognitive dissonance. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. I'm a weapons expert. I've invented head-up display systems to mitigate these weapons on a battlefield, and I can't believe these authorities have ruled this crap out on top of us. I can't believe it. So I understand how anybody who don't understand the technology as well as I do will have difficulty with this. So do your own research. It's battlefield technology. And they're rolling out in the Civvy Street, and it is uninsurable. Lloyd's of London will not insure any transmitter for harm. That should tell you all you need to know. It's in the same classification as asbestos. So those transmitters, your deck phones, your smart TVs, or anything with a transmitter in it is uninsurable. Now, how do we get to that? Because really, you'd think that you'd have to be able to insure a product, because that's normal, isn't it? Telecoms companies tell their shareholders that they're uninsurable. I'm going to flick through here. This is one of my inventions. It's a waveguide, this thing here. And what that was for, it was to reduce the optical radiation hazards of reflection. Photons enter a human's eye through a reflection. You don't look directly at the sun. You shouldn't really look directly at that light. That's the reason why I wear protective eyewear. Because I know that artificial light is a classified hazard. A lot of people don't know that, but it's the reason why lights are on the ceiling. You don't put them in the wall. You put them in the ceiling. So it's a classified hazard. So this had to be fully risk assessed. We had to do assessments of the radiation that would be seen in this viewer here. All right, so reflect the image across the top of your head. It's the reason why people's eyes are in the back of their head. It's to protect your eye from direct contact to light. That's the real product. The reason I've put this in, this product is a fully accredited product that's sold around the world. So it's Department of Transport. If I sold that in the US market and it wasn't DOT approved, £20,000 fine a day. Let's pull your business down, all right? ECE 2205, that's the UN standard. You cannot sell that in any retail across the world if it's not fully accredited. And this is the reason I'm telling you about this is because I know that in any product development, because it doesn't matter if it's this screen here, these leathers, that bike, all tested. The petrol in the tank, all tested to a standard. So people can understand the law standards and how we've developed products for hundreds of years. You know, they used to poison people a couple hundred years ago. You go to the, there was a lot of times when people would buy bread and the bakers used to put lead in it and then everybody started dying. They thought, that's a bad idea. It looked nice and white, but that was a really bad idea. So things have to be certified and it's basically so that we don't harm humans. This is a head-up display system in a military helmet. And this is what I know quite a lot about. The reason for this product is to mitigate these weapon systems we're going to come onto on the battle space. Because you go, well, why has he got this on? That's a weapon sight system. And this screen here, that'll be iridium coated, a bit like the sunglasses that I wear. It's got a metallized coating. And what that does, it reflects the microwave radiation either from radar or a potential phased array signal system. So it stops that from boiling his eyes, damaging his head. This whole thing folds down at the front. And obviously you'll know the new F-35 helmet. It's not very good, by the way. That plane's not very good either. They've got the whole thing pulled down. They're pretty cumbersome, pretty big, and probably kill the pilot if he was ejected because of the size of it. It's aerodynamics, not very good. But this shows a necessity to protect the pilot when he's in a battle space. Because what these guys go in, first of all, anti-radiation missiles, ARM. Everybody's heard about ARM missiles. Well, you maybe haven't, but if you've been in the military, you've heard about ARM. It's an anti-radiation missile, the long range. You have to take your adversary's radar systems out before you deploy your troops. And if you don't, he's potentially going to die. All right? That helmet has been fully risk assessed. And it was fully risk assessed, and it's a 560 nanometers frequency. It's the reason for the color being green. All right? It's less biologically active. So light radiation, 560 nanometers, less biologically active. So that helmet's actually been fully risk assessed, even though it'd be pretty dangerous. I wouldn't like to be ejected out of a canopy with that. Probably put them two things straight through your face. This is a study that was done in Japan. And this shows LED streetlights, right? LED emitters, and how dangerous they are. So you've got a blue LED there, you've got a white LED here, and you've got a green LED there, all right? Cell viability. These are retinal cells in vitro. You can see that's about 20%. So that blue light destroys nearly 80%. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit big, isn't it? Well, that's not safe, I can tell you. Oh. So you've got retinal. I'll just point. So that's retinal cell viability at just about 20%. You've got full spectrum, which is over 20%, and you've got green. That's not bad. There is some other issues with green light. Makes you a bit woozy and that, especially if you use them for too long. But that weapon sight system, he's going to fly in and he's going to have it on for at least 5 minutes. So he's got his weapon sight system in, goes in, picks his target up, bang, 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 bang. And that's it. Doesn't use it any longer. Because they're not very safe either. This is a totally different thing. And this is where we get into the killer tech equipment. I call this killer tech because it'll kill you. They call it killer tech for some other reason, but I think they're just taking the mick. I think they know it's killer tech as well. This piece of equipment's got an FCC Part 15 antenna. It's 1 milliwatt max. That transmitter attached to your head, in your mobile phone, it has to be about an inch away from your head to actually pass the test. All right? If it's right up against your head, it'll fail. This one's actually strapped to your head. And it's not like making a 6 minute call or a couple of minutes call, because that's these antennas are tested to about maximum about 6 minutes. It's not 6 minutes. You'd have that on a proposed for half a day. Hasn't been thought out. Not only is this not being thought out, there was a Professor Martin Blank did this. He was at Columbia University. And I got in touch with Martin and I said, that's really interesting what you're saying about these microwave radiation signals. But I said, have you really thought about the dangerous bit? This. Optical radiation, as you've seen before, is damaging. It's toxic to cells. It causes oxidative stress. Now, why would anybody want to put a projector and use a beam splitter and project that directly onto your retina? Because I didn't get it. Do you know when I first saw this, I thought they'd done something really clever. I thought it was a bit of genius. Monocular visual systems damage your eyes anyway, but this bit, with this optical radiation, I thought, how have they done this? They've done something, it's absolutely genius, because obviously these guys employ the best in class right across the world, and I thought, this is a bit of genius. I just couldn't get it into my head. I couldn't work out how they were doing it. And then I spoke to a guy in Tokyo and he said, I've been out one of these things on. I got back to the hotel and I had a residual image left on my retina for 2 hours. Whoa. And I thought, well, if they've never fixed that, they haven't fixed the monocular visual system issue, which that will probably mess your eyes up. Because that was the really bit. The difficult bit is trying to work out how this monocular visual system would balance out your eyes, because your eyes are inextricably linked. So if you don't have a binocular waveguide, then you see how you saw the pilot tell him you had two? The reason for that is if you had one, and it's all right on an Apache helicopter where it's one, but you've got to remember that kid's going to fire those missiles for a couple of seconds. Same as looking down a telescopic sight. It's for a very, very short period of time, not all day. Scientists who used to look down monocular microscopes in laboratories used to damage their eyes. So that's why they have binocular microscopes, and now basically you look on a screen. It's a lot safer. This image here is really interesting. Now, that's a metallized coating, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking that is very, very uniform. There's something really strange on it. Now, that's a metallized coating. What do you think is doing to his eye? Or this proposed person's eye? No. And what about this? Get them on the phone. Is this Google? Now, microwave radiation, its most energetic part, 1.2 microelectron volts. All right? Light radiation, this is the visible light spectrum, you've got 3.2 electron volts. You see how powerful it is? It's magnitudes of 1,000 times more than this. And that, I can tell you, is dangerous. That is potentially lethal. Now, these are technologies that are coming out of companies. There's been no risk assessment. That would be impossible. I was part of an IAEA working group on the next thing I'm going to show you. When I saw this, I was up in arms. 5 million of these were sent into schools for teachers to put on kids' heads. $5 million, basic mobile phone. That mobile phone screen is not safe at anything under 200 millimeters from your eye. This is closer than that, but not only is it closer, there's a very high-powered magnifying glass, basically a retinal display. So it focuses that up pulse-modulated, full-spectrum optical radiation into this child's eye. Teachers are putting these on kids' heads. Universities are putting them on students' heads. Gated Council have their own virtual reality centre of excellence. I don't know who's doing that technology up there, but they're not very good, are they? But there's a link between 5G and this virtual reality world that they're expecting us to move into. Graham touched on it yesterday. About this virtual reality world. You know, you had this so-called person that knows what they're doing, telling you about these virtual reality worlds, and you're going to live in this. The mental. This type of radiation does not fit well with biology. People are being hoodwinked. You've got scientists in universities. I spoke to one at Bristol University, and I said they were doing walkthroughs for the military. There was somebody at BEA Systems that actually told me to have a chat with this guy about head-up display systems because he is their man at Bristol, and they're walking through troops. They're building up architecture in front of, inside submarines and, you know, all that sort of stuff, and then they're doing walkthroughs. And I said, I need to talk to him because he must have done some risk assessment because the law says optical radiation is a hazard. You must do a full risk assessment. So the architecture, whatever he's using to stream into the eye, you'd have to do a full risk assessment of that architecture. So I rang him up and I said, I'll not say his name. I said, have you done any risk assessment? Have you done any due diligence risk assessment on the architecture? Because I thought he was going to say yes. Do you know what he said? You're a scaremonger. He said, I'm a scaremonger. He said, you're a scaremonger. I said, well, I'm not a scaremonger. That's the law. The law states quite clearly any optical radiation emitter has to be fully risk assessed. These haven't, and the teachers in this class have got no idea how dangerous that is to those children and the potential to do harm to children. What I want people to look at, because it's really interesting, Friday, April the 5th, 2019. This will go down in history. I'm going to show you later on, so just remember about the date, Friday, April the 15th, 5th, 2019, 5G smartphone networks ahead of schedule. All right? Let's come on to the lights that run out on top of you. The reason I'm doing this is to show you there is an agenda. There's an agenda that they haven't told us about, but this brings it into plain sight. These are 5G masts. So your 5G mast is your LED roller, all right? Because this has got the electric to it. It's the architecture that belongs to your council. And they're fitting the transmitters on most of these. If I haven't already fitted them, they will come back and they will fit them. Because we've known where they fitted them without, and then I come back and then fit them after. They're retrofitting the 5G later on. Right. These are blue phosphor coated, so you get a lot of blue emission from this. And if you look at the designs, it catches your eye. It's what's called glare. Glare, prior to 2015, you couldn't actually fit a light standard with a light fitment without a diffuser. It would be illegal. And some bright spark thought in 2015, we'll take it off. All of the regulatory bodies, now, Public Health England, who really don't give a rat about your health, you know, I don't know, it's a very, very dishonest organisation. I don't know how they came up, what they came up. Even they have stated that there's a risk from these to children and older people. So Public Health England, Shia's emerging risk team in Europe, they've said they're risky. Public Health England have said they're risky. AMA, Medical and Medical Association, go and have a look at the research. You'll read the paper and you'll go, this is absolutely unbelievable. This shows these kill flying pollinators. They are toxic to life. And nobody's warned you. This is a category 2 optical radiation risk. That means you cannot let it catch your eye. Anybody in here, have you been told by any of your councils, any council, they've told you not to look at the lights? Have they told you to wear protective eyewear at night? No. Have they told you to have blackout blinds and not allow this type of emission into your home? No. Absolutely. They have a duty of care. Now, what's really dangerous about these, because that is a danger, that's a massive risk. They've only been in Barcelona less than 3 years and have doubled the breast and the prostate cancer. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've got a friend who's a photonics expert. When I give him the data, I start to cry. Because he knows, as I know, that the epidemic from this is 15 to 25 year out. Now, we'll not get 15 to 25 year out because 5G will kill you. But if this was just a lighting system without the 5G, in 15 or 20 year, it will kill hundreds of millions across Europe. Anywhere with that fitness, LED street lighting, it is lethal. Even these people are saying it's risky. I'm telling you, they're not doing their job. I'm telling you, these are dishonest organisations. Well, AMA's not. AMA did a really nice article. Go and have a look for it. Medical Association on LED street lighting. And you'll see what they're saying. So they're saying it's a risk group 2. They've had to put this on the light for the liability for anybody fitting them. So they've got that on. They haven't got them on Gated, by the way, because Gated comes and haven't got this on. However, the new lights that they're now starting to replace the older lights with, that they fitted in 2014-16, they're starting to see these stickers being put on. The real danger with these, you know how your council tell you they're going to dim them at night? I saw a guy give us an article yesterday from the Isle of Wight. It was a really interesting piece of evidence where they're saying they're reducing the voltage. So they're actually dimming them. You dim a normal lighting system. You reduce the lighting from these by reducing the pulse modulation. The larger the gap between the pulse modulation, so different frequencies, these can become weaponized. This can be a weapon at certain frequencies. So the fact that it's got a controller on it that allows you to change the pulse modulation of these, it's a potential weapon. Roll out on your street at your cost. Here's a really interesting thing from weapons perspective. Weapons built, it's all about how many people you can kill for how much. All right? This is the greatest weapon they've ever devised because you're paying for it with your tax and you're energizing it with your tax to kill you. That's how shocking this is. They don't even want to pay to kill you. They want you to pay for you to kill yourself. This is the study from Exeter. This is the Barcelona study, by the way. 20 institutions in Spain, all reputed, all very, very well-respected institutions, showed that there was a significant increase in the cancer rates, prostate and breast cancer, from this. Now, that's a really interesting image. You see that pouring optical radiation out of those lights? It's called glare. That's illegal. Well, it was prior to 2015. So what I'm trying to explain to people is there is an agenda to do harm. The law says this is the Secretary of State's duty as to protection of public health, the protection of the public from ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. That's non-ionizing radiation. Is he doing his job? Do we pay these lot to do us harm? That's the law. Are they above the law? Well, I think they are.
Mark, you know that glare you're talking about? I noticed a couple of years ago, driving up from Middlesbrough, that's really pronounced. And I started having to wear those yellow driving glasses at night. I couldn't drive without my eyes screaming.
Yeah. They're rolling them out on motorways. They're rolling them out at pace because we are ahead of the curve. I don't want anybody in this room to be despondent. We're here for the fight back. We are here for the fight back, believe us. They didn't think for 1 minute that anybody would question them. This is how stupid they are. We're just all supposed to sit here and do as we're told. Well, they're trying to murder you. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. This is a criminal agenda. They're in breach of the law. And that's why it's incumbent on all of us, everybody in this room, tell somebody, get organised in your areas. As Ian says, small groups, get organised, get the documents, get them sent into them, and let's start, you know, really pushing them into a corner here and taking them into courts, because what they haven't done yet, because that's the next one, they're going to pull down the British judicial system. Now, we know it is corrupt to the core. However, there are one or two judges, and there has been a change at the top. Some of the recent cases in the High Court with the fracking, things have been a little bit fairer. Because I'm going to tell you now, when the judiciary find out that their grandkids, they're going to die, because this is a killer, they're not going to be happy. And we've got to get that into courts. We've got to explain that in the courts, that this technology is illegal and unlawful. And these lot are behind it, the destruction and the potential takedown of our democracy, our freedom. It all goes with this. Now, as we said before, there's been some really serious questions about whether we've got 5G in Gateshead. 5G deniers, believers, this is a human rights crime. We've had quite a bit of it. I've had a lot of it. I've been at the front of it. Right? 5G deniers, they're criminals. That on the top of there is a 25 milliwatt, 100% continuous illegal 5G telecoms mast. It's all part of this LED rollout. So obviously, anecdotally, in the area, we've got sore eyes, kids bleeding from the nose. I mean, we've seen the pictures before. For people who haven't seen that, there's videos on the internet where you can see kids bleeding and all the rest of it. All right? Radar operators get that. The experimental blue phosphor coated, there's quite a leakage of blue here, and you saw the retinal damage, and you can see that's got no diffuser over the lamp. No diffuser. So it catches your eye. It's built for harm. It's actually at an angle like that. You see it at the angle? Specifically to do harm. And that crap anyway. I mean, everybody knows they're rubbish. These are the worst lights they've ever put up. They're taking down good lighting systems to replace with a potential weapon. You can strobe that with a controller and that can make a lot of people sick. Make them have a fit. Imagine on a motorway. Driving along one of the orbital motorways. Next minute, you start pulse modulating, or somebody hacks into that system, starts pulse modulating the light, strobing it, and everybody starts having a fit. You get about 20%. That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? That would bring your country to a stop. This was a Department Veterans Party conference where I spoke. There's obviously a lot of the military know what this equipment is. What they do, it compartmentalised organisations like the military that only know a little bit. So they get that little bit, that little bit, that little bit. And so nobody sees the whole picture. The problem they've got with me, where there's been an inventor, I've got this holistic look over technology. Because if I'm going to invent things, and I've invented things as far away as exiting tools, a lift boat, waveguides, head-up display systems. So I've got I just see things in a possibly in a different way to and where it comes from, I'm not really sure. There's a total disregard of the law. This transmitter here, right, is a very, very powerful 25 milliwatt, right? And we've got pictures in Gateshead with these directly outside people's bedroom windows. In fact, at a meeting where I showed an image, it was on there, I showed an image of it outside of a child's bedroom window, and the councillors, the Gateshead council, started to laugh. The video was on the internet. I then had a bit of a go at the mayor. I said, you know, this isn't funny. I'm not here to make a joke here. Your councillors are laughing. They think it's funny. But you see, when I see that, that looks like a 7.62 round to me. I knew what it was because I had one thrown at it. We'll see it in a minute. Let's talk about 5G. Let's dispel the naysayers. Right, that thing on the top of the LED streetlights, a thing called leaf nut. That's it there, leaf node. So that's one of the nodes. These are the 5G micro cells. It's a 5G micro cell, right? This is what it's capable of. Not switching the light on and off. It's a scanner. It can actually look into your home. Let's just confirm that. When I first was starting to tell people about these sub-gigahertz transmitters and that they were 5G, they said, no, it can't be. Can't be 5G because the kid's got it. He's totally wrong. Sub-gigahertz is long-range radar, by the way. They're scanning your home with it. This is a scanner. It's an urban scanner. Now, a lot of people are easily deceived, but there are a significant number of people who are here to deceive us to make sure that we do not make a connection between what they've rolled out on top of those streetlights and 5G. They don't want you to know. That's why, right here, council, oh, just control management system. And a lot of them don't know, by the way. But what they're going to do, like the cover-up with Jimmy Savile, Hillsborough, we've seen it all before. Now that they've been caught out, you've got a mass cover-up. That's why I'm back in court and Gated. They're trying to gag me to shut me up because they don't want the truth coming out. The mayor turned round in an article. It was a comment she made on Facebook. She said, it's absolutely disgusting. People believe him. People believe me, it's absolutely disgusting. Well, believe this. When I first told people the 5G was operating a sub-gig, they said he's wrong. This is the European Union's final decision on spectrum for 5G. You see that there? 800 to 900 megahertz. That's the harmonisation activity. That's what the industry want. And I'm going to explain why the industry want that. They're looking into your home. They want a backhaul. Backhaul's part of 5G. Backhaul's being just a nice word for spying. It's instead of seeing spying on them, it's backhaul. So that's what backhaul is. So you've got this bit of kit here. You've got Zigbee. It says in there somewhere, Zigbee. This is all 5G hardware. And in fact, there's the 868, 870. That's that specific antenna there. This is 5G, right? No ifs or buts. So all the 5G deniers who all said it wasn't in Gateshead, it wasn't being used in Gateshead, that's the equipment in Gateshead, that is 5G, specifically 5G. Because a lot of, you know, 5G is a lot of different things. It's a wide base of technologies. I'll come on to that later on. It's not just this. However, this is specifically 5G. If that's not enough for them, here's some more. Now, Two characters went and seen my barrister, trying to pervert the course of justice. The toe, this meat and potato, see that bit there? That's obscured. You can't see it. That's quite an interesting piece of hardware. That's the antenna. They actually tore this off, and they showed him this, and what they said was, Mark's totally incorrect. This is just a normal, this is a normal piece of equipment for switching the lights on and off. That's what they said. That's for switching lights on and off. That's all it does. It's totally innocuous. So I said to Ian, what I'm going to do after spend a few of these fake news, I think we'll call it. So let's just dispel the fake news. That's a light controller. This is a scanner. So this is a light controller scanner, all right? So you know when you go up and you get scanned, your light comes on, and this one's voice interacted. So you can actually talk to this one. Not a lot of kit there. Absolutely nothing on the backside. Very, very little equipment there. And that's how this chip, this bit of hardware, can switch a light on and off. These bottom right images can switch a light on and off. You've got an antenna there that can see, scan its environment. It actually switches on if it sees you. And that's what that is. All right. So what's this? What is this? Because this is the same thing. These three cables are traveling into here. Now, this is a heavy-duty piece of kit. And this was thrown at me by one of the lighting guys. I mean, these images, by the way, were off the FCC's website. And this was a very dishonest piece of equipment because, obviously, I knew the meat and potatoes bit was this. I knew there was something very strange about all of this. I knew that that was a sensor. I knew this was a sensor. And I knew that this was also an antenna. But I'll tell you what I also spotted. 450 volts. That's what it says on there. I've tipped it up the other way so you can see it. So there's no confusion. This thing's 12 volts. That operates on 12 volts. Now, you've been told by your council that this is just to switch the lights on and off. It's not a control management system. We've got to have them close to each other because obviously I haven't got a lot of power. That's a 450-volt capacitor, and it's direct on the board. Now, call me a conspiracy theorist. Call us a conspiracy theorist. This conspiracy fact, by the way. This is a conspiracy to kill you, because that's a weapon. That is a full piece of hardware, a weapon system. Anybody doesn't believe us yet, will you see the next pictures? All right. 450 volts capacitor. What's that for? What's this for? What's all this chip and what's all this equipment? What's all this for to switch a light on and off? Because that's what that is. Switch the lights on and off. All right. Now, your normal mobile phone, take the battery off, have a look, 3.5 volts. The antenna can talk 20, 40 mile at 3.5 electron volts. So ask yourself the question, do they think that everybody in this room is absolutely ridiculously stupid and don't know what that 450 volts is for? It's a capacitor, it's a charge, it's to fire something. We've got capacitor on the board so they can get a charge going, and I'll show you where that charge goes. Right. To further dispel, because obviously I've had to do this quite a bit because it is a bit laborious, but I've got to go through it a little bit. 5G Harvard Technologies, that's the company that fitted the technology, and Gates said it's actually went into administration. I believe it's part of a cover-up. They're starting to cover up. Right, that quan goes, that you know, you've got these organisations have had large amounts of money from central government to roll this technology out on top of you. They're not viable companies. So this is a state-of-the-art 5G operation business. This is the businesses, this was taken from their website, but I've actually got the 2016 director's report. What it says there, this is the leaf nut And what it actually says there, the system will have a much increased data capacity, enhanced range, and the capability to interface into a number of smart city services, controlling, monitoring such applications as pollution, parking, winter maintenance, smart waste collection, and flood detection, and capable of, there it is, backhauling. That's 5G. That means spying. Backhauling means spying, so it can backhaul data from a number of devices, a multitude of devices in the built-up environment. Leaf Node is expected to be ready for delivery by the end of 2017. Now, that means that was actually a software update. That's all it was. That's the hardware. This was a software update. In 2017, in my near locality, 5 women lost babies at near full term, born dead. Because what they were doing, they were scanning the... It's a scanner. And they were scanning our homes and testing this equipment on us, experimenting totally illegally, harming the public, children getting nosebleeds, women losing babies. Let's just see what 5G, how it works. How does 5G work? Like I said before, this isn't just 5G. We'll come on to that. It's not just 5G. This is specifically 5G. There it is on the top of the streetlights. And what it's actually doing there, it's a collimated signal. All right? It's where you actually have what's called a DEW, direct energy, piece of equipment, collimator. It's a direct lens, and that's what differentiates between 4G and 5G, because 4G is a signal that heads out over. These are straight signals, a little bit like a laser, a bit like this. Farfire that. That's what you could see is a 5G signal. Now, they don't work like that, by the way, the skitter, right? But it's like that. So that's what 5G is, and that's what the company says it is. And this is how you develop and deliver a direct signal using microwaves. This was the bit that was hidden in the picture, right? This is the bit that they didn't want the FCC to see when they posted those images to them to get to Part 15. This is the meat and potatoes bit, the antenna, the weapon system. It's a weapon. It's masquerading as an antenna to deliver that signal to the autonomous vehicle. Autonomous vehicle, specific frequency, spectrum's 868. So this is the 860 antenna that is supposed to be firing the signal at the car, the one you saw in the picture before off the top of the streetlight. So this is on the top of the streetlight. That's an 868 autonomous car spectrum, and that is the delivery system. That's called a DEW, direct energy weapon. That's what that is. So you've got an antenna with a DEW on, and I'll tell you what, when I got the 300, I nearly fell off my seat, because I realised that they weren't just wanting to spy on us. I realised that this had the potential to kill. So it's a target acquiring weapon system. That's what that is. So you can see why they're trying to get us locked up, trying to get us gagged, trying to shut us up. Because this is really, really outside of their comfort zone. And that's why the resistance, and that's why trying to get people to make up stories and falsify information and try and dissuade people from what we're actually saying here. Radio frequency direct energy weapons, RF DEWs and effects. This is military hardware. Been used on a battlefield for many, many years. It's not new. 2.5 gigahertz weapon was actually used against US Embassy in Moscow, killed 3 ambassadors. The attack in Cuba, same thing. Yeah. The attack in Cuba was the same thing. The attack in China embassies. This stuff will travel through brickwork, concrete, metal. There's nothing stops it at certain frequencies. You can work around it. And obviously, in Gateshead, a nice little village, well, horrible little place, isn't it? We've got 31,875 transmitters. That, well, I just, you know what it is? I don't understand why I'm still here. That's the really strange thing. The sweet spot for weaponry in this spectrum is 10 megahertz to 10 gigahertz. That's the sweet spot. Because as you start to get at the higher frequencies, that's when you start to get attenuation in there and you start seeing some other issues. So this is the sweet spot. And obviously, as you know, this is a sub-gig weapon. That's what that is. This has all been in the news of late. Mia there, doing a really great job, just totally ignoring the intelligence agencies, because obviously they listen to everything that we're saying. There'll be intelligence officers in here listening to this. In fact, I'm pretty sure there was some here last year. And when I finished the talk last year on 5G, I said, you are the target. That thing I've just shown you in green there is what I call an over-the-horizon weapon system. It has a number of different functions. A number of different functions, but one of them most certainly is you can focus that signal, offset signal, between the 31,875 and especially off a satellite, and you could target somewhere quite a significant distance away. So no wonder the Americans are really upset about us from this Chinese weaponry in the UK. So there's been some massive security concerns. Mia's government says it's okay. Obviously, we've seen that in the press. But what she's going to do, she's ignored the intelligence officers and the agents. So we pay all these people to do all the work. Why? When you've got one woman, bit of a hunchback, who's decided that... so not like that, will she? Should really retract that. I don't know, how did she get that hunch on her back? I bet that's an interesting story there, you know. She wants them to, it's okay, because what she's going to do is allow them to build the non, like the antenna. She wants them to build the antenna. This is the meat and potatoes bit of the weapon, by the way. She wants them to build the weapon system, and the reason for that, because they couldn't be built here. Because the weapon design, if you built them here, unless they were going into a battle space, then the technology company, obviously, they've got all the regulatory stuff in their factories, and they'll go, you can't put that in a civvy street because it'll kill people. They already know they've got issues with 5G antenna systems. So why is Mia still going ahead and saying she's going to use antennas from China? Well, it's quite simple, isn't it? It's treason. She's operating with a foreign power to bring a weapon system into the UK. I think that's what they call it, isn't it? This is about people contacting everybody in this room. As we get further on, contact your MPs, Conservative MPs in particular, because this is a way to get rid of her. Right? She is part of the cabal. I've got no doubt she's a stalking horse for Jeremy Corbyn. You can see the whole thing, Soros, the old jackboots, they're all getting ready, because it's happening in Gateshead. We don't have a democracy. I sent an email to 60 councillors about my serious allegations about the equipment that they had fitted after a judge had told them they must debate the 5G risk. The reason why I said it was because in law, you could see by my skeleton argument that they had broken the law. So he said to the council, you must debate 5G risk. No debate. He's trying to get sent to jail. This is a very interesting image. So this is a 5G phone. Now, what Samsung are saying is the device malfunction, a burnt Galaxy S10 5G, not a cause of device malfunction. So it wasn't a malfunction. I wonder if it was one of them antennas. Might have been, because believers in Asia, they've got a lot more of this tech. I mean, there was an article there where there was people in Bangkok bleeding from the eyes, bleeding from the nose. The mainstream media said it was diesel vehicles. I can tell you, in London, when there was all that smog, and a lot of people did die, by the way, there's nobody bleeding from the nose and the eyes, because that's what microwave radiation causes. This image here, this shows you how The whole 5G things is, well, it's, you know, it's a weapon. It's got nothing to do with telecommunications. This is a 5G simulated phone. Now, you'll see the radiation pattern here. Right? What happens if the antenna's over here? And he fires that signal, that lobe, this radiation lobe goes through his head. Well, brain injury is going to be the least of his worries, I can tell you. Depend on the density of that. I mean, it would make you pretty sick. So this device here, pretty risky. So they're rushing ahead with technology that they've got very, very little idea about the potential to harm. Obviously, these... you ever seen them explode? Fully charged. Quite interesting. Go off like a hand grenade. So that's quite an interesting piece of kit. There's nobody doing any real research in relation to the biological effects, the dangers of, they're just totally outside of, well, they'd be outside of my comfort zone. Gateshead Council took out a press release. Now, obviously, everybody's seen everything about the lights before, about the potential for risk. And what they said, they actually entered this into a court case, this document on the left-hand side. And what they said, they did a massive press release. It was in all the mainstream. The BBC ran this. They wouldn't allow us to come back and reply. I was absolutely boiling with that. In fact, I rang them up and remonstrated with the Northumbria police, rang us up and said, you've got to stop ringing the BBC. I said, what's God do with you? You know what I told them to go, didn't you? So, and I just rang them straight back and said, don't you ever try and ring the police on me. Because I'll not be happy. So anyway, I've got to be careful what I'm saying. So anyway, there's absolutely no risk. In fact, what they said, this was a forgery. They entered it into a court to hoodwink a judge. What they're saying is Public Health England and the World Health Organization have said there's no risk. That is a lie. When do we pay public servants to lie? Why are we paying them to lie? Because I suggest that we stop paying them. I suggest that people start writing to MPs and telling them if they don't get off their backside and get into Parliament right and get something done about this, we stop paying. We start getting organised. It says there's no scientific base or credible evidence for any of these scare stories about streetlights causing cancer and other illnesses. I mean, you couldn't make it up. The science is damning. Public Health England have told them there's a risk to children, but there's no risk. There's total fabrication. Unfortunately, Zane and I found, great day, the judge refused to gag me. He refused to gag us, and he said it's in the public interest. What was also stated was Gateshead Council Mark Steele's ongoing dispute over the baby-killing technology takes another twist. Because it's baby-killing technology. Our absolutely smaller density-bodied animals, children, insects, they are impacted. The ICNIRP guidelines are only applied to a 200-pound male. There's been no testing on children, small biological structures, none, zero. Anybody sends you anything from Public Health England to say it's safe, they're lying. It's dishonest. They're criminals. I'll tell it the way it is. I mean, they don't like it, but I'll just keep on telling the truth because the truth hurts. And we've got to hurt these people, and that's really what we're about. They're trying to kill Will. There's no two ways about it. The agenda's pretty straightforward. It's a human rights crime. So we're paying taxes to people who really are, you know, shouldn't be doing what they're doing. And we need to really think about that. Now, 5G, obviously it's phased array mapping. And what they do, you've got a number of different elements scanning your home. These things calibrate themselves with each other. It's pretty sophisticated stuff. One of the things that's quite helpful, they're having trouble switching the lights on and off. So they've built this equipment, supposed to be a control management system for the lights, and they can't get the lights on and off. So it's probably one of the reasons why I'm not dead, because I can't get it to work yet. Seriously. They're working on it, that's it. Oh, no, they're definitely working on it. I think we're going to kill him. Get him dead before he says anything else, right? So anyway, that 3D map in your home, right, and trees are coming down right across the west. Absolutely right across the west. This image on the left-hand side's Italy. That's the bin, by the way, and that's the seat, because that's the seat in the bin there. You see it? That's the bin, the seat there, because a few people said it's not the same image. It is. It's just taken from a different angle. This is Gateshead. They've stripped all the trees down here. They just chopped these down perfectly, perfectly fine. You've got police officers here protecting the criminals. Protecting criminals, chopping your trees down. It's human rights crime. Those trees are in those streets for a reason. They're taking all the toxins and they pour out oxygen. They're the best carbon reduction policy on the planet. And you've got secret government contracts with technology companies. With secret technology companies, right? Covert smart 5G Vision City agenda. I've seen one. They're telling local councils, central government's going to cut your cash. So how are you going to get your money? We need to be able to look in that bin. If they put the thing in the wrong bin, because you're going to get RFID tags on all your packaging. If they put it in the wrong bin, you find them. They put it in the right bin, you know that bit of packaging, then you can actually backcharge them. So you can have backcharge them, or you can backcharge the manufacturer that made the product. It's all money. Let's all make a lot of money. But the real narrative is, it's a weapon. So your councils have been hoodwinked into getting involved with this crap, spending your money, multi-billion pound project, this one in Sheffield is. I don't know how much it's cost for the police. This is criminal. This is criminal. It's an environmental crime. Working to an agenda that don't even know why. These trees, in Gateshead, chap rings them up, he says, can you tell me, you've just come and destroyed all the trees in my street. I want to know what the reason is. Do you know what I told him? We don't know. We're being told from above we've got to do it. I mentioned they a lot. The other people that do as that told. These were the idiots that you went to school with, right, who were brown-nosed and the teacher every 5 minutes and bringing apples in to give them, right? They've ended up in these positions of power. Right? And they're terrified of that own shadow. Oh, please, I get my pension. They're not getting a pension, by the way. They'll be dead. And it's all part of a plot. We have sucked up into our institutions the stupidest, most ignorant, arrogant people on the planet. Because this, to me, is as plain as the nose on your face. How can they not see it? Or can they be that stupid or that complicit? And you're not safe in the cities. All right? Because people are saying, we'll go to the country, let's get away from it all. These MIMO tanks, that is a simulation of one, by the way, and that is not a MIMO tank there. That's not one. That's just a telecoms tank. I'm not saying it hasn't got 5G attached to it, but that's not a MIMO tank. You'll see the MIMO tanks go elongated, top hats, and they've got cooler boxes on the bottom, because they're going to kill you. When they turn them up, they are going to kill you. You'll see them straight away. It looks like a big, long, elongated cigar. Look at the base. They'll have one telecoms box and two massive coolers. They're going to pour that much energy in. They've got to keep the transmitters from burning out. So them coolers have got to be full on, otherwise the whole thing burns out. What I'm telling you is if something happens to the coolers, the whole thing just bursts into flames. Yeah. You what's that?
We want to know about the coolers. Explain it again.
I haven't, you know what it is? I should have put one in. When you're driving around, I drove in to here, and there was a lot of these elongated top hat type transmission systems. If you look at the base, if it's got three boxes, then they look pretty big and chunky, and then you'll see the big, large cooler boxes, that's 5G. That's the equipment they're going to turn up. All right? They're building it out now, 400,000 of them. So we're paying tax to roll out 400,000 across the countryside because farmers, believe it or not, have forgot how to drive a tractor. They don't know how to drive tractors. We need autonomous tractors. In fact, they can't milk cows. We need autonomous systems to milk cattle. We need autonomous tractors because farmers can't drive tractors. This is absolute BS. It is absolute garbage. And we've got criminals in organisations and government spending our money on rolling this crap out. These transmitters will sterilise all cattle. They'll kill all pollinators on the land. They'll kill the land. This is radar. This image here, it shows you this one. That's phased array radar. And what they're saying here is they're using it to look into your home. That's not a telecom signal. This is an industry image, by the way. 5G antenna design. It's a weapon. This is target acquiring weaponry. That's what it is. Target acquiring weaponry. So people think they're going to go to the countryside and hide. Just dispel that. In fact, it gets worse than that. I've heard about people want to go to New Zealand. I was talking to a guy in the US military, and he said they've got contractors building underground cities. Fantastic. Would you go underground with an ideology that's trying to wipe out all the biology? Because you'd have to be pretty thick. There are some very thick, rich people. Obviously, quite a few. Because anybody who'd go underground with somebody like that believes they'll be the first to die. What's 5G? Now, the reason I put this in, this is 5G. That antenna, the weapons bit, is only part of it. This is industry. This is 5G. This is the 5G vision. It is all of this. It is all of this. It's autonomous cars. It's smart meters. It's telecare. They're going around now in London. There's adverts in the paper. Will you allow us to put an antenna on your home? It's a 2G, 3G piece of equipment. Operates on about 12 volts. Not the 450 volt weapon that we've got in Gator. Right? 12 volts, and they come and they stick them on you, and they're going to say they're going to give you a couple hundred pound a year. I rang one of the guys up and I said, so what's your equipment? He's given us the full, the guy knew his technical stuff, and he's telling us all about it. And I says, yeah, so it's 5G. He says, no, it's not 5G. He says, 2G, 3G. And he just went through the thing, and I says, no. I says, 5G. 5G's main technical parameter is densification. Doesn't matter if it's 2G, 3G, 1G, it doesn't matter. It's densification because it's a kill grid. Densification will kill you. It's part of the weapon. 5G is a weapon. More of this technology will kill you. And they are talking about billions more. Wheeler says, and he's not making it up, if it's a pill bottle, if it can be connected, it'll be connected. Your fridge door. Everything. Because what they really want is they want that much radiation in the urban environment that you die. They're already killing you, but that's what they want to do. They want to kill you a little bit faster. So what's 5G? Let's do a little bit of technicality. Yeah, you've got densification, which is one of its main technical parameters, backhauling, which is spying, the antenna design, and it's all a weapon. Smart, secret militarized armaments and residential technology. That's what smart is, and that's what 5G is. So 5G is IoT. If it says IoT, smart, 5G, all the same. All this is all the same. Autonomous vehicles, smart cars. That's what 5G is. I'm trying to tell us we've got 5G in Gateshead. They must be kidding, aren't they? That's 5G. Just means more. Now, you know, before when we're talking about Friday, April the 5th, 2019, this was the switch on the 5G deployment in South Korea. Oh my God. All right? Now, some really interesting images here. You've got this is really interesting. So you've got the rollout of 5G. on the 5th of April, in 5 cities in South Korea, burst into flames. Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That worked all right. These are the images. Massive fire and guns. National emergency, by the way. There was some covered in the mainstream, but only very small. And what they said was it was forest fires, as they did in Paradise. Same old narrative, forest fires. They're not forest fires. This is the smoking gun. This is, to anybody that knows what microwave radiation can do, that is the killer image. Because what that is, it's a cable drum. Now, if I pour a lot of microwave radiation in there, you'll heat the copper up. You'll heat the cabling up, and it'll burn from the inside out. As I spoke to a lady in Paradise, and she said, she heard all this crackling, turned round, and all of our electric equipment in the house was on fire. And she ran out, and she survived. There's a lot of people didn't. There are thousands. How many people are missing, Deborah? They don't know.
No, they're recording with the records, too. Yeah, they're recording about 88,000, but we know it's much more.
Yeah.
Much more. There was a whole school bus that was engulfed. Just two,
yeah. I'll explain. I'll go through it because it ties in. It actually ties in with this whole thing. So we've got 5 cities on fire. What the mainstream narrative is, it was a forest fire. Well, you can't. We know the initial news outlets on Reuters. They stated that the witnesses said it was a transformer. Transformer kicked the whole thing off. So how did a transformer get from, you know, one of these cities on the coast, one of these cities to this one down here? All right, forest fires, absolute garbage. The imagery doesn't support that. This image here most certainly doesn't support that, because that is a wood drum, and it's burning from the copper. It's burning from the cable inside out. The wood's not burning. Exactly. You've got a building here, you've got woods here, so the wood's not on fire here, and the building's on fire. There's no wood around this bus. We picked this up off a video of the fires, so you've got a bus on fire, and you've got fire. This was off the BBC's website. Massive national emergency, not a great deal to see here, and they said there was 2 dead.
Yeah.
Well, you've got, well, that's it. So, this is Korea. Yeah. So, we've got this. This image here is really interesting. So, you've got ashen. You've also got the trees here. And then this image, obviously, Deborah had this in hers. Very, very similar attack. This is a smart fire. When you fill a building full of smart devices, you've got pulse-modulated microwave radiation filling and breaking down the fabric, not just your building, but you. And when you get an ignition or an EMP, boom, incinerate you. The only thing that's left is the trees, and it's because they take the radiation to ground. And what we're seeing across the West is they're taking down your trees. They're taking down the trees. The only thing that will potentially save you, they're taking down the trees. P&G enters bankruptcy. California prosecutors, PG&E, could face manslaughter charges, if ever.
PG&E is Rothschild.
Exactly. Yeah, so whether that happens or not. But the citizens of the US have been cremated, and it's why Grenfell Tower, they didn't find the bodies. The bodies weren't there. They're incinerated. If you fill any hydrocarbon-based structure or biological structure with microwave radiation and then fire them off, you cremate them. There's a potential for cremating them. This is Tesla. This is all part of the 5G lie. Autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles. These fires, it's a hazmat issue. 20,000 5G sats, global temperature warming. So they're going to warm your temperature up. Might be a reason for the... Method and the madness, huh? So there's method and the madness. They're going to try and warm things up when everything's getting really cold. But this is a hazmat. These first responders, they go anywhere near that fire when that battery's burning. Believers, that'll kill them. They're not getting a pension. Autonomous cars, another scam. LIDAR systems, toxic. You've got them blasting into people's windows here and then focused in their eyes. This is a bit of battle kit off the tank. That's a class one laser, bounced into those mirrors directed at your eyes. All damage your retina. The Department of Transport here in the UK is allowing them to actually try these. You'll know in your towns and your villages they're reducing the speed to 20 miles an hour because the faster you travel, the more power density, so they've got to ramp the radiation up. So on a motorway, the radiation would be toxic. It's a scam. It's a scam to roll out the 5G because 5G and autonomous vehicles interconnect. Say that again, John. Extinction Rebellion, total scam. Smart. Do you want to live in a smart city now? Well, I'm hoping we're going to fight back and win. Yeah, we win. 60 gigahertz. Everybody's seen this one before. This is one of the worst signals you can possibly use to send in air. It's absolutely useless. So why is Ofcom licensing it? Well, I'll show you. I've done this talk before, so people have seen this. You attenuate it, you potentially break the oxygen molecule, and you end up with O3, 50 parts per million, you're dead. These are the images from the US. These are reactors. Now, here's a really interesting story. I invented them. I was at a carbon capture and storage project. It was a total fraud, absolute fraud. And I thought, I know how to do that. I know how to disassociate molecular bonds, bit of frequency, bit of power. And how you know, these are coolers, because they're going to pour that much radiation into these transmitters, they're going to gas you. A US government operative sent me some images, not these ones, I can't show you the ones I got sent. She said, what are they? I said, they're going to gas you. She went, I thought so, they're not telecommunications. So these aren't telecommunications, they're masquerading. This is 5G. The bit I showed you before is 5G. This is also 5G. 5G comes in many guises. It's a weapon. So you have to kill. That's got one purpose, to kill you. Masquerading is some telecommunication system. And yes, it potentially could be telecommunications, but that thing, very nasty looking piece of kit. Canaries in the coal mine. All right, so we've got a total collapse in flying insect pollinators. Go outside and have a look, see where all the bees are. Small birds are all gone. They're screaming, we've got to help. So we've got to fight back. It's not the end today. But if we don't fight for our lives, because your life, we are fighting for our lives, you just don't know it. Well, you do now after you've seen this. So we're fighting for our lives. The mainstream media, it's all about deception. So the Woodland Trust sent with document said, they're not chopping the trees down for 5G. How do they know? How do the Woodland Trust know that? Because somebody's told them. Like the RSPCA know that all the dogs are getting cancer, your pets are getting cancer because the more radiation in an environment, and obviously the chips act as an antenna, a focal point for the radiation, so they're getting central nervous system cancers. They're not interested either. So they don't care about dogs who can't tell you they've got cancer, who are in pain. Because your dog gets cancer and suffers, at least you can tell somebody. So absolutely. The whole thing's a complete scam, John. International scientists and appeals ignored. Science is ignored. The precautionary principles, laws and codes are ignored. There is an agenda. It's not Agenda 21. It's not Agenda 21. This will kill everything. This will absolutely kill everything. It's not just... People are saying to me, they haven't got an Israel. They have.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that.
They have got an Israel. They've got it all over the world. China, Korea, Bangkok, US, UK, it is all over. There's nobody showing me anywhere. South Pole mightn't have it. Might have a little trip down there. City of London's one of the first to get it. They're actually running, they're testing it now. Well, they say they're testing, they're not testing it. They're not testing 5G. There's got to be really careful. 5 gigahertz is not 5G. And 5 gigahertz will give you a higher signal system. This is the document that we've had. I want everybody to read this. It's really important. How to take action. The following short letter should be sent by email, registered post, to company directors, shareholders, employees, council, councillors, politicians, media and others who are not above the law. I'm bringing to your attention the scientifically established fact that the rollout of 5G technology and the experimental LED carrier assets are undateable offences under domestic and international laws. They're experimental. It's a weapon. And a crime against humanity and the environment. Public Health England have already warned of the health risks. Your involvement in deployment, deception, misinformation and corrupt on the wider community are continuing to support this crime have been noted. Any further support this indictable offence provided by you, once you've been informed by this letter, will demonstrate your real intent in regard to this crime. Now, intent is really important. Once they have this information and they carry on, they continue with a 5G rollout, they've intent to harm. It's intent to harm. The Save Us Now website, if you contact, it's info@saveusnow, they'll send you the document or it's actually on the website. So there's posters, there's a small bit of, this is a very, very simple letter and puts them on notice. So the next time your MP sends you a letter to say that Public Health England have told you it's safe, they're lying to you. They're lying in a public office. Because Public Health England haven't said it's safe, the World Health Organization haven't said it's safe, it is not safe, it's a weapon system off the battle space, so how could you even think it was safe? Ridiculous. It is deception. It is dishonest. We do not pay for dishonesty and deception, these people, these public servants, because they are our servants. They've just forgot. There's an agenda to harm, and we've got to bring these characters to account, and we have got time. Do not be despondent at all. What I'm going to say, and I said it last year, they have laid a 24-carat gold runway for us to put our plane on and take off. What we have to do is use it. If we sit back, there's enough of us in this room today, there's enough people on the live stream, this will go out right across the world. There's enough people now have woken up to what 5G really is. I've just explained what it really is. And they have got their signatures all over it. It's time to act. We are not going to be murdered in our own homes by these criminals. It is time to fight back. Anyone have questions? Questions, anybody? The deployment levels in Africa are very, very low. But what they're doing, they're inviting them here. They're inviting them here. All the immigration, they're bringing them here because it's easier and cheaper to kill them. If you bring people into a city where you can actually kill them off, then why wouldn't you get them and tell them to bring their money with them as well? Yeah. You know, what they're doing, instead of them building out camps and putting people on trains, what they're doing, they're building a weapon system around your city.
That's right.
And they're getting you to pay for it. And they're getting your universities to get involved with it. You've got Bristol University, you've got children who've killed themselves. Bristol University, possibly 40 or 50 children who've committed suicide. I wrote to Bristol University in 2016 and said, you cannot use 5G in the university. It's in breach of Nuremberg Code. They ignored us. They've had 50 kids kill themselves. That's murder. Just fight back. Fight. This, we are the resistance. We are the resistance. We're fighting back. Mitigating the radiation is basically futile. All right. We've got to stop it before it's fully weaponized.
Okay. Mark, we're going to have the forum, which is after my presentation, and it's really going to be us, and we'll address exactly these questions in the last 45 minutes of the session this morning, because we're going to focus on precisely that. What can we do in terms of getting this out? Because we don't have the luxury of time.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, Mark Steele.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.